Chapter 1. Things Japanese Say. Unit 1. Change. C. An American Viewpoint. In the 1980s, there was a U.S. television commercial that I remember well. In the first scene, there is a car factory that had become the biggest.Next to their name, they put a giant neon sign that flashed brightly and said, "We're number one." In the next scene, they show the company 3 years later with the factory shut down and part of the sign had fallen to the ground. What was left was the flickering neon sign stating, "We're numb." The point of the commercial was to show what can happen if your company or people fail to adapt or change.That commercial left a strong impression in my mind and reminds me how important change is. After living in Japan for more than 15 years, I have come to learn that most people are afraid of change. Why? What are they afraid of? I have repeatedly asked people over the years why Japanese people are so afraid of change. The answers vary, but the overall theme is that if the country changes, things may get worse.These pessimists fail to see the other side of the coin. If you change, things may get better. They also fail to realize the most important point. If you do nothing, things will get worse. It's sad to me that they prefer a stable but bad situation to risking a chance to improve their lives. In a sense, Japan has become just like the factory in the commercial. The people and the country have become numb.How bad do things have to get before people will accept change? After the bubble burst in Japan's economy at the end of the 1980s, it took about 15 years before the economy began to seriously recover. Meanwhile, the government had to pour billions of dollars into Japan's failed banks, and the economy sputtered along with very little improvement.Yet, the banks failed to change, and again in 2008, the government had to spend millions to prop up Japan's banks as a result of bad management, Shin Tokyo Bank, or bad investments in the U.S. mortgage meltdown. Had Japan fixed its banks in the 1990s, these problems would be less likely to cost taxpayers money today. But they didn't, and things indeed got worse for the Japanese public.The country still has not fully recovered from the problems of the 1980s. In today's economy, Japanese people are faced with high fuel prices, high food prices, increased taxes, and a desire by the government to increase them more. If you fail to learn from past mistakes, you will repeat them again, just as Japan has done. So I ask again, how bad do things have to get before Japanese people will not only accept change, but expect it.